much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. I was praying about this little introduction with you, and God dropped a verse in my heart for you, and it's from Philippians 1, verse 6. And it says this, "For I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it, will finish it, will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus." And, you know, if you're like me, sometimes I feel like I'm halfway through something and I'm like, God, what happened? You know, are you going to finish this process? Are we going to come to a conclusion, a resolution? When is this all finished? And sometimes I get discouraged with myself. Sometimes I feel like I'm too impatient and, you know, I don't finish things, or I'm lack of discipline. And I get discouraged with myself because I think, God, come on, help me. I want to do better. I want to be complete and whole and finished. And I want to encourage you today that the good work that God has started in you, God is completing and finishing. You're a masterpiece in the making, and God is working on you, and working on you in ways that you don't even anticipate or recognize. So whatever the needs are in your life, be sure to pick up the phone, hop on our website. We would love to pray for you. And I know that God answers prayer. God absolutely has solutions, provisions, healing, restoration. Everything that we need is found in God's presence. So give us the honor of praying for you. And Mom, I'm so excited. We have one of our best guests.
I agree.
Love Dr.
We'd
Janet.
Love to have you.
I love you guys. It's so good to be back.
You're so real. And you really, it's where the rubber meets the road.
You got it. That's true. That's true. No other way to be. You know, be real.
True.
I'm
you
the real
experience.
Deal. I do.
And you write.
Yes.
And you help us through experience. It's not,
I do.
Well, I have all this knowledge. And that's good. Mm-hmm. But you have the experience that goes with the knowledge.
That's right.
Your experience made you get the knowledge.
I never need a cheat sheet when I come here because I've lived it, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
And God has brought me through
right.
yet another thing.
Awesome.
And you know, I give them all the glory. You know, I do. And so we're here to talk about the thyroid experience.
Yes.
And you have a new book.
I have a new book.
Dr. Janet's Guide to Thyroid Health.
Yes.
So thyroid, is that like, some people don't even know what it is. You know, it sounds
it's right
like
here. It straddles your windpipe.
Alien.
Now, you can't imagine how many people thought it was so many other places, which I won't even go into. It's right here.
Okay.
And it's shaped like a butterfly, straddles the windpipe, and it controls every single cell of your body. Everything.
I didn't know that.
It did. It does. Mine did. It's gone now because we'll go into that. But, you know, it controls your heart rate, your metabolic rate, your thought processes, your concentration, your body temperature, your circulation, everything. I mean, everything that it's your master controller of your body. And so when it malfunctions, it can cause things. If the butterfly flutters too slow, then you'll be dealing with a sluggish metabolism, sluggish thought process. You know, even, believe it or not, your handwriting changes. You know, when everything's running like a smooth engine, you write your name, it goes smoothly. This happened to me, as I'll tell you as we get into it. I could hardly write my name the way I used to. It changed. It happens to people when their thyroid starts to really become sluggish and hypothyroid, you know? Mm. Now, on the other hand, if your thyroid, your butterfly is fluttering too fast, you have hyperthyroidism, you can have heart palpitations, you lose weight, you're hot all the time, whereas hypothyroidism, you're cold all the time. My body temperature was 96.8 instead of 98.6. So as a child, when I got into this field, because I was sickly as a child, because my body temperature, now I know, was too low to help fight off infection. So I had things like diphtheria, rheumatic fever, all these things as a child. I was sick all the time. Didn't know that I had a genetic link to thyroid issues. And so it took 40 years for me to get a diagnosis. I was not feeling well. Now, when I sat here on your last show, I had thyroid cancer, and I didn't know it.
Wow. Wow. Now, how long ago was that, Janet?
I guess I was here probably, I want to say 2011 or 12, right along there.
Wow.
And I must say, you know, I was tired when I was here. I didn't feel sick, but see, when I came here previously years, I've written like 10, 11, maybe I think there's 12 books that I've written. So I'd be writing one and promoting the previous one. So it was a cycle, and then taking care of my home and family, doing radio shows, believe it, as I ironed, as I mopped the floors, I'd be doing radio shows. So I was really passionate about what I did. God called me to do this work. I'm sure of it. And, but I grew more and more tired. And my daughter was not well from age 12 on. And I spent every waking hour trying to help her as well. And no doctor could find anything wrong. I took her everywhere. Nope, she's fine. She's fine. She's fine. No, she wasn't. A mother knows.
Oh, of course.
And they say a mother's only as happy as her happiest child. You know? Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, no, only as what the mother's as sad as her, what is it? Her mother is as
happy
as her saddest child. Yep. There we go. And so that was so true during that time. And so I went home after the show, and last time I was here, and she started to get worse. And I began to take her to more and more doctors, 40 doctors in all. Make a long story short, I spent thousands of dollars. Doctors that didn't take insurance, you know, specialists, alternative therapy. I took her everywhere. No help. Okay. Out of the blue, a nurse practitioner. And we stayed in prayer. Lord, show us what this is. And she goes, let me check you for thyroid antibodies. And I go, what is that? She goes, let me test you. 2 days later, calls me, honey, you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It's autoimmune disease of your thyroid. And I go, what do I do now? She goes, well, you can take a thyroid pill and you'll be fine. Well, that couldn't have been further from the truth.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it's autoimmune. It's all encompassing. You know, we're not just a thyroid. It affects everything. But Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease that attacks just the thyroid. But there are many other autoimmune issues going on at the same time.
Now,
one
Janet,
spawns another.
Wait a minute. There mm-hmm. are people watching this program
yes.
who have children, mm-hmm. probably young adults and so on,
yes.
that they're concerned about. And so I want you to call in with their names, because you had a lot of prayer going here.
Yes.
You told me about your daughter, how she prayed. We want to pray for you.
Yes.
We want to hear from you. And, you know, we pray, we believe. We have stacks of testimonies
yes.
of people who've been healed. Called in on this program. I met a lot of them personally in kind of casual situations.
Yes.
But I think too, you know, folks, knowledge helps you.
It does.
And Dr. Janet's Guide to Thyroid Health, when this affects our whole life, mm-hmm. you know, you need to get it. So say, I want to get a copy of that too. You know, sometimes folks, we can just be stupid. Yeah, we have all these things, but we kind of pass them off and don't do anything about them, or mm-hmm. we just worry. Hey, mm-hmm. don't worry.
Yes.
Get the answer.
Get the help. Yes.
Yes, yes.
So what I want to get across to everybody listening and watching, you must get the right tests. Okay? And I'm going to give you the tests. Now, normally, again, a doctor will normally do just a TSH when they check they do your blood work. TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, means, okay, how well your thyroid gland and your pituitary are working together. Well, that's not really what you need to know. And they're thinking about doing away with that test, as a matter of fact. But talking about the test as it is now, there's a range from 0 to 4. If you fall in that range, they consider you normal. But ideally, what I've learned, most women feel better around 1 or 2. But when you have a 4, you know, they go, oh, you're still fine. You're within range. But really, a lot of women feel very, very badly when their TSH is 4. Okay. Now, there is straight hypothyroidism. Okay. But 80% of the cases of hypothyroidism are autoimmune. Okay. So what they need to get and request, they need to listen.
Yeah. Tell them to listen.
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 Okay. Because for 40 years, I was undiagnosed. I had autoimmune thyroid disease. So what you need to ask for TSH, which is important, but more importantly, is TPO antibodies, thyroid peroxidase antibodies, and also TG antibodies, thyroglobulin antibodies. If they're elevated, that means you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And that's a whole different ball game. It's not straight hypothyroidism. It is a full-on autoimmune disease. And there's a lot that you need to do to take care of yourself and help turn it around, because it can lead to so many other diseases when it comes to the autoimmune system. So that's what the book is about. It's my story. You've got to know, you've got to walk through it with me, because you will see yourself in there. If you have any hint of thyroid disease, you will see yourself in my story. And that's why I put it in there. God brought me through it, and he can bring you through it too. And I'm giving you the blueprint on how to do it.
Okay. Totally good.
And so, you say, you know, you need to know, get to know your thyroid.
Get to know your thyroid.
I think we don't even know how to spell it sometimes.
Yeah, and you know, wow. I want people to get to diagnosis in days instead of decades. Don't waste decades of your life feeling horrible and also setting the stage for other conditions like congestive heart failure. I mean, not to speak fear, I'm just telling you it's a fact. If your thyroid is not working right and they miss it for years, congestive heart failure, dementia, you know? I mean, it's really, it does.
Dementia's a big
one. Well, it's a huge one. I mean, yeah. I saw my mother with, you know, pass from that. And, you know, in congestive heart, I mean, my goodness, and circulatory problems and, you know, digestive problems. And again, leaky gut is a big part of this. And I know I'm kind of moving fast, but leaky gut is at the basis of all autoimmunity.
Really?
And so gluten, wow. Now watch this. Now let me take it a step further. What I learned after the diagnosis, okay, and after I had to have the thyroid removed due to the papillary thyroid cancer, which I pushed a radiologist, I pushed him to do the biopsies, push, and on my daughter too. She doesn't need it. I pushed them. They found it. The surgeries were done.
Now, hold on. We're going to be right back. And this is very important for you. You know, you're going to get wisdom that could absolutely change your life. Also, the lives of others. So stay right there. Don't forget, we're coming right back. The best, I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. And I want to be sure you get the best.
With over 200 varying symptoms, thyroid disease is often an undetected and undertreated disease, leaving countless sufferers unhappy and unhealthy. The demand for answers is urgent, as thyroid disease has reached epidemic proportions. In her new book, Dr. Janet's Guide to Thyroid Health, Dr. Janet Macaro shares her experience as a survivor of Hashimoto thyroiditis and thyroid cancer to help people who are suffering with undiagnosed ailments related to the thyroid. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Dr. Macaro's book, along with Marilyn's Total Healing 2-CD teaching set. Through this teaching, you will answer how healing ties into your overall relationship with God and how to keep sickness from returning. Live in divine health and bring healing to others. We will also send our healing scripture card filled with encouraging words of life. It's your body. It's your health. Take charge of it today. Call or click today for this valuable resource.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
We're so glad you're watching and so glad to have Dr. Janet with us. Now, of course, I want to tell you, you got to grab this book because this time together is short, pithy. We try to get everything out of it for you. However, the book, Dr. Janet's Guide to Thyroid Health, has way more than what we could ever cover in this time together. So make sure you grab a couple of copies. It'll be super helpful. It's a tremendous resource, not only of her journey, similar to probably some of your journey, mm-hmm. but also how to get out of this stuff. Now, yes. Dr. Janet, one of the things yes. you said is you referred just in the past little segment mm-hmm. there about leaky gut.
Yes.
That sounds weird. What is that?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of information coming out about leaky gut right now because we know that 75% of our immune system is in our gut. And so through a lot of things that happened, for example, too many antibiotics, poor dietary practice, too many sugars and things in our diet, and people who do drink can ruin their, you know, microbiota, it's called, of their gut. Okay, your microbiota.
The fauna, right?
Yes, I call it restock your healthy pond with good flora. But,
right.
Okay, so a lot of things can wipe out that flora, but that's one thing. That's your balance. But leaky gut happens when, now specifically for when we talk about thyroid, there's a distinct connection between wheat gluten, okay, and Hashimoto's thyroid disease. It has an affinity to inflame the gut, okay? So what I found out was when you eat gluten, all right, a lot of people are gluten sensitive these days. As a matter of fact, last night when I was getting ready for the show, I saw a vitamin, a very popular vitamin for seniors. It says gluten-free, now gluten-free. A lot of things are gluten-free. What is going on? Well, the finding that gluten inflames the gut. And when it goes to the gut and causes inflammation, it signals a protein called zonulin. And zonulin causes the gut, the junctures in the intestinal tract, to open, okay? Like open the gates. What happens is food particles, any bacteria or anything, escape into the bloodstream and travel to different organs of the body and cause inflammation because the body goes, hey, this doesn't belong here. Let's attack it as if it was a pathogen of some kind or a bacteria. And so you begin to ache all over. Some people have celiac disease and can't have gluten because it can be very devastating results, even cause cancer. But for people who have autoimmune disease, it's very imperative that you eliminate gluten, okay, and start to heal that gut. That's number one to help beat this thing. Any kind of autoimmune disease, they know there's a leaky gut connection.
That's so awesome to yes. me because I'm so simple-minded. I didn't know about the inflammation,
yes.
you know, and why. That's leaky gut stuff.
Leaky gut. Oh, yes.
Wow.
And if you've had, now in my life, I'll go back just to give an example. I grew up, I had antibiotics given to me every single day as a little girl because they wanted to prevent rheumatic fever.
Wow.
And so what did that do to me?
It was insane.
PenVK back in the day. Every day, a public health nurse would come every week and check off to make sure I took it. Well, that destroyed my ecosystem, you know, my pond was stripped of healthy flora. So I had all kinds of problems growing up as a result. Now they're learning that, you know, one doctor told me that he considers a good probiotic better than a multivitamin in today's world. More important than a multivitamin.
Wow.
Because you get more nutrition when your gut is healthy. Otherwise, you know, your mineral balance is off. Everything is off when you have a leaky gut.
See, I know some of you are saying, wow, you're reading my mail. Mm-hmm. Or you're reading the mail of my maid or someone I know. And you need this information.
Yes.
You need to read the book. Because, folks, I want to walk in health. This is so key. And I believe God wants you to walk in health. Mm-hmm. So please call us. And, of course, call us with prayer requests. We love to pray, but we get answers. We don't just pray. We get answers. But the book, Dr. Janet's Guide to Thyroid Health. When I look at the table of contents, I look at her story. I look at the food she tells you should eat. Mm-hmm. How to identify some of these things? You say, well, you know, I feel like my brain is scrambled. I'm just up in the air. Mm-hmm. Well, this will take you out of being up in the air to knowing how to walk in wisdom and to walk in good health. So please call in. Get two or three of these. Be a blessing to other people. You'll love it. Don't you agree?
I agree. And, you know, leaky gut, as far as how it affects your thyroid, I mean, your ingestion and digestion system and all that stuff starts to leak into your bloodstream.
That's right.
But then what does that do to your thyroid?
Well, gluten, again, right. The lining of your intestinal tract is similar to the tissue in your thyroid. So it attacks both. It has an affinity for the gland, thyroid gland and the intestinal tract. So those two are connected. So somebody told me, I had a health practitioner say to me, you know, you need to kind of start looking at gluten and the fact that they found Hashimoto's. And I go, you know, I didn't really pay that much attention. Then I started looking, and I said, oh my goodness, it makes perfect sense. And then I noticed that gluten plays a part. So many people can't eat gluten. So many people, because of what's being done to the wheat these days. We can't have right. what we used to have. And so many children are having autoimmune diseases at very young ages. 20 and 30 years ago, doctors, that was unheard of. And they didn't even look for autoimmunity that much 20 and 30 years ago. There really wasn't a concern. But now, autoimmunity, people are sitting in doctor's offices full of autoimmune diseases. And they need a doctor for every system of their body, with lupus and MS and Hashimoto's and Graves and all these different things. You've got to go to the root cause. And you got to manage your stress, and that's where prayer comes in. Prayer is a big stress reliever.
Deal. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. I like the way you wear the butterfly.
Yes.
To show.
Every day.
Yes.
I have quite a collection, Marilyn.
Okay.
I have quite a collection. Every day, I wear a butterfly somewhere on my body, and people will ask me, what's it doing over here? I put them in odd places.
Okay.
So they go, what's that all about? I go, that is to tell the world I am a thyroid cancer survivor, and I'm proud of it, and God brought me through it, you know? And if they want to know about thyroid, I have just the book for them. 1 in 5 women have thyroid issues. 1 in 5.
Are you listening mm-hmm. to this? Duh. Are you one of those? And of course, we want to pray, but folks, we don't need to be stupid about things when knowledge is so available to mm-hmm. us. So be sure when you call in that you get the book. Now, don't just get it and put it on a shelf. It's not going to help you on a shelf. It's going to help you if you read it. So I'm nagging you. I'm old enough to be a nag.
And you know, Dr. Janet, just briefly yes. here before we finish up,
sure.
you have a couple of vitamins
yes.
here, and help us with that.
One is very, very, very important, vitamin D. Now, they find that in most all autoimmune diseases, vitamin D levels are low, whether it's because they're not getting enough sunlight or the disease itself causes the levels to drop. So everybody needs to be supplementing with vitamin D3.
Yep.
They can have their levels tested to see where they are.
Sure.
They'll know how much they need to take.
And zinc?
Okay.
I can say that one.
Yes, zinc along with selenium, which I didn't bring. I have it somewhere and I have it in another bag probably, but selenium, just remember selenium and zinc are very important for thyroid health. Selenium especially helps your body convert T4 thyroid hormone into active T3, which makes you feel good.
And the last one?
Ashwagandha.
Great.
Is an Indian adaptogenic herb that helps support your adrenal glands. So when you're under a lot of stress, and you happen to have a thyroid issue,
wow.
it helps give great support to the adrenal glands.
Nice.
Those adrenal glands.
Awesome.
Yep. So there's
totally
a lot
good.
To learn, but.
And all yes, of it in the book.
It's all in there. It's
so
all
grab
in
your
there.
Book, get a couple of copies. You want to give them to all your friends because really these symptoms are super common, super
yes.
easy to recognize. But also God can give you wisdom on how to overcome those things.
That's right.
Through the presence of the Holy Spirit, but also through some supernatural wisdom in this book you can download in your heart today.
This year, with your generous help, this ministry stepped into some of the darkest places on earth, bringing light, hope, and the power of God's word. In Syria, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, war and devastating natural disasters threatened thousands of people who lost everything, having to flee their homes with just the clothes on their backs. With the help of our faithful partners, we were able to send aid to these desperate places, providing food, water, medical care, and safe shelter. In Bangladesh, where 99% of people have never heard the name of Jesus, we sent Bibles and held healing meetings. I preached the word to thousands of people, and the power of God brought healing, deliverance, and salvation. In Brazil, our ministry team was used by God, walking the streets, visiting schools, discipling youth, and witnessing lives changed by the power of God. In Israel, we equipped first responders with emergency medical bags and meals, strengthening their hands to save lives. Decades of my grandmother's teachings have been restored and are being released on all media platforms to reach a new generation with the same timeless truths of God's word. but we need your help to do this. As 2025 comes to a close, please prayerfully consider sowing a gift to help us continue taking the power of God's word to this hurting world. Call or click today to give your very best gift.
With over 200 varying symptoms, thyroid disease is often an undetected and undertreated disease, leaving countless sufferers unhappy and unhealthy. The demand for answers is urgent, as thyroid disease has reached epidemic proportions. In her new book, Dr. Janet's Guide to Thyroid Health, Dr. Janet Macaro shares her experience as a survivor of Hashimoto thyroiditis and thyroid cancer to help people who are suffering with undiagnosed ailments related to the thyroid. For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Dr. Macaro's book, along with Marilyn's Total Healing 2-CD teaching set. Through this teaching, you will answer how healing ties into your overall relationship with God and how to keep sickness from returning, live in divine health, and bring healing to others. We will also send our healing scripture card filled with encouraging words of life. It's your body. It's your health. Take charge of it today. Call or click today for this valuable resource.
I know you're thinking, I could really use some prayer. So I want Dr. Janet to pray for you. This is an opportunity. So just put your hand on your heart and you pray for them.
I'd be glad to. Father, I pray for everybody watching who has a need in their life. Maybe they're dealing with an illness that there seems to be no answer to. Maybe their child has a disease that there seems to be no answer to. I've been there, Father. I know that you delivered my children and me from a very serious issue. I know that you can do it for all the people listening. I pray, Father God, that you send the Holy Spirit to give them comfort, to heal their bodies, their minds, give them peace, Lord, during this walk. As you lead them, as you heal them, give them your wisdom, your knowledge, set them free and from their diseases. And you know that you're their healer, and I know it. So everybody watching, know that he's a God that healeth thee. He's done it for me. He's done it for thousands throughout all time. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. That is so great. Dr. Janet, thank you.
Thank you. It's been
wonderful. We love having you with us.
I love being here.
You're the best.
Completely love it.
You're the best.
You know, I just encourage you, if you haven't gotten your book yet, grab it. It's a huge resource for you, and absolutely wisdom of God to help you walk this out and not live in all these symptoms and all these pains and all this, you know, oh my goodness, discouraging news from doctors and everything. Grab your book.
Yes.
It'll be a tremendous blessing. Give it to your friends. And we're just grateful because we know that God is our healer, and God heals us in so many ways. Let's cooperate with all those different ways that God heals us today.